USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Zelensky, addressing Congress this morning, politely pointed out keeping the peace has failed in 2022, and new institutions are needed to keep the world safe. The leader of Ukraine is not the only one frustrated by America's leadership and feet-dragging mentality. New York Republican Representative Elise Stefanik.
This administration has been far too slow, not only in their implementation of sanctions, but the lack of completeness of sanctions. The Ukrainian people need those makes, and they need them now. They needed them yesterday.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says civilians are being murdered by Russian forces because President Biden is wasting time reacting and not leading.
The problem is this administration has delayed time and again, creating the situation to be worse, giving the wrong message to Putin. All of that's been a mistake. The weeks that he has waited now about whether the MiGs could go. How many people have died?
USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Hopping on a passenger jet is about to get a whole lot more expensive.
Some airlines are increasing their ticket prices as the cost of fuel continues to go up. Delta is raising tickets roughly 10%, with United and Southwest also joining in. The increase in ticket prices comes the same day both American and Southwest announced flight schedules were being cut into the spring due to fuel prices and staffing issues. Delta recorded their highest ticket sales of all time last week, with United and American also saying flight demand was increased. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Zelensky, via a translator, addresses Congress Wednesday morning.
This is a terror that Europe has not seen for 80 years, and we are asking for a reply, for an answer to this terror from the whole world. Is this a lot to ask for, to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine?
USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Just about every Republican senator on Tuesday signed a letter for President Biden to throw out the Iran nuclear deal, as it would be disastrous to the United States. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
The Biden foreign policy is a disaster across the globe. Afghanistan is a disaster. Russia is a disaster. Ukraine's a disaster. China's a disaster. But there may be no part of the globe more dangerous in the Biden foreign policy than Iran. From the first days of this administration, the Biden foreign policy team set as its top foreign policy goal to negotiate a brand new nuclear agreement with Iran. The Obama nuclear agreement was catastrophically dangerous. And President Biden wants nothing more than to re-enter a deal that is even worse than the Obama deal.
Farmers and agriculture experts say Russia's invasion of Ukraine could force some livestock farmers in the Midwest United States to pay double for animal feed, resulting in higher prices at the store. Commodity prices for corn, that's the food for steers, pigs, chickens, and turkeys, have been on the rise before the war began about 3 weeks ago. The price of corn hit $7.50 per bushel shortly after the war began last month, the highest it's been in nearly a decade, and about $3 per bushel higher than it was last year. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.